I want you to be terrified of sitting on your ass and doing nothing. That is what I want you to be afraid of. Of waking up in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years.
Because it's fear. It's fear that you're allowing to control you. You have to condemn it. You have to make a proclamation that fear will not move you. Fear can do one of two things to you. It can force you to get better, or it can force you to stay in a corner. And I'm telling you, if you can conquer that mental gap, that pain, if you can conquer that, if you can accept the fact that you're going to have to go through it, if you can accept the fact that you're going to have to go through it, you have to go through that go-through. And fear is right there waiting for you. It's telling you that I'm here. And you can't go past me unless you become someone else. And I got one message for fear. And you should too. I'm coming out. And I'm coming out head first. I'm giving you everything I got. I'm giving you everything I got, because it cannot stop me from going where I want to go. It cannot stop me from competing where I want to compete. It cannot stop me from winning when I want to win. I have no other option except to win. Fear is going to do one thing for me. It's going to prove to me that it wasn't anything. It was inside my mind. And if I'm able to control my mind, I'm able to control my destiny. Are you willing to go further than you've ever been before? Are you willing to go reach that point that you see it? You can see it. I know you can see it. When you close your eyes and you envision where you want to be in life, and you can feel the air, you can feel the success, you can feel the happiness. I know you can see it. I know it. I've been there. I've been at the bottom. I've been at the bottom. I've been at a mental place in my life where I thought I could go no further, that I just had to stop. And something inside of me said, you can do it. If you can take it, you can make it. If you can take it, you can make it. Do not let fear control you. Control the fear. Control your life. Control success. And accept what comes next. And I'm telling you what comes next. First, it's going to be pain. First, it's going to be confusion. And right over that mountain, right around that mountain, is going to be the light of success. Don't you dare. Don't you dare allow yourself to quit. Don't you dare allow your friends to quit. Don't you dare allow your money to quit. Don't you dare allow the kids to quit. Don't you quit on you. Don't you ever quit on you. The last person in the fight is the first person that wins. Remember that.
Good morning, warriors. This is your King of Inspiration. Today I wanted to try to do something not a lot different than normal, but what was on my mind was to ask about things that we are investing our time, our money, and our energy into. You know, it's a lot like a lot of things that I talk about, but I really want you to take the time to think about your investments and versus what you're getting out of them, versus what you're putting into them, and what you can expect from them if you continue down the same path. So a lot of things that we do because we want to honor those before us. You know, we take on certain characteristics of our parents, not so much that it was something we liked about them or didn't like about them, but because it was something that reminded us of them. I'm the same with my uncle. He was really fun, and he was also really strict. And I've taken a lot of that into my own life and how I parent, how serious I am about things that I'm involved with. And the older I get, the more a lot of him I can see has manifested inside of me and the way that I project, the way that I reason. But it's really important to look at the way you're doing things and try to get an understanding of why you're doing them. And ask yourself constantly, are you getting out of it what you're putting into it? Are you getting a good return on that investment? Because if not, then at some point you have to change direction. Because if it's not working for you, then it's working against you. And what I mean by that is, if you're unwilling to change with time, time will change you unwillingly. And so constantly look at things that you're involved in, things that you spend your time worrying about. A lot of us spend the majority of our time worried about things that we cannot change. And Les Brown said, a lot of people major in minor things. And that's so important that you understand that just because you're busy doesn't mean you're going towards your success. And a lot of people get confused with that. So staying busy doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the right things. So reevaluate what you're doing. Look at your investments. See if you're getting the return on them that you expected. And be willing to evolve. Be willing to change. Because if what you're doing does not change you, then you are doing the wrong thing. You're investing in the wrong thing. And, you know, I say that all the time. You have to be willing to change. If you're unwilling to change, then things will stay the same for you. It may look a little different sometimes. You may have a glimpse of different moments. But ultimately, your life will look the same. You'll remain in the building, but your views will stay the same if you don't change with them. You'll stay on the same level. And you're constantly supposed to level up. You're supposed to go to different levels so you experience new devils and new circumstances that causes you to further evolve into something better, to learn, to fail, which is a part of that process, and to know that you can change if you're willing to. But you have to be willing to accept the fact that things are going to be uncomfortable sometimes. So look at that investment. Look at your life. Take some stock in the things that you're invested in financially, time-wise, energy-wise, love-wise, friendship-wise, work-wise. What are you invested in? And are you getting the proper return on them that's going to help you evolve into the best version of yourself? Take a look at that. Good morning, warriors. This is your King of Inspiration. Today, I wanted to try to do something not a lot different than normal, but what was on my mind was to ask about things that we are investing our time, our money, and our energy into. You know, it's a lot like a lot of things that I talk about, but I really want you to take the time to think about your investments and versus what you're getting out of them versus what you're putting into them and what you can expect from them if you continue down the same path. So a lot of things that we do because we want to honor those before us. You know, we take on certain characteristics of our parents, not so much that it was something we liked about them or didn't like about them, but because it was something that reminded us of them. I'm the same with my uncle. He was really fun, and he was also really strict. And I've taken a lot of that into my own life and how I parent, how serious I am about things that I'm involved with. And the older I get, the more a lot of him I can see has manifested inside of me and the way that I project, the way that I reason. But it's really important to look at the way you're doing things and try to get an understanding of why you're doing them. And ask yourself constantly, are you getting out of it what you're putting into it? Are you getting a good return on that investment? Because if not, then at some point you have to change direction. Because if it's not working for you, then it's working against you. And what I mean by that is, if you're unwilling to change with time, time will change you unwillingly. And so constantly look at things that you're involved in, things that you spend your time worrying about. A lot of us spend the majority of our time worried about things that we cannot change. And Les Brown said, a lot of people major in minor things. And that's so important that you understand that just because you're busy doesn't mean you're going towards your success. And a lot of people get confused with that. So staying busy doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the right things. So reevaluate what you're doing. Look at your investments. See if you're getting the return on them that you expected. And be willing to evolve. Be willing to change, because if what you're doing does not change you, then you are doing the wrong thing. You're investing in the wrong thing. And, you know, I say that all the time. You have to be willing to change. If you're unwilling to change, then things will stay the same for you. It may look a little different sometimes. You may have a glimpse of different moments, but ultimately, your life will look the same. You'll remain in the building, but your views will stay the same if you don't change with them. You'll stay on the same level. And you're constantly supposed to level up. You're supposed to go to different levels so you experience new devils and new circumstances that causes you to further evolve into something better, to learn, to fail, which is a part of that process, and to know that you can change if you're willing to. But you have to be willing to accept the fact that things are going to be uncomfortable sometimes. So look at that investment. Look at your life. Take some stock in the things that you're invested in financially, time-wise, energy-wise, love-wise, friendship-wise, work-wise. What are you invested in? And are you getting the proper return on them that's going to help you evolve into the best version of yourself? Take a look at that. Good morning, warriors. This is your King of Inspiration. Today, I wanted to try to do something not a lot different than normal, but what was on my mind was to ask about things that we are investing our time, our money, and our energy into. You know, it's a lot like a lot of things that I talk about, but I really want you to take the time to think about your investments and versus what you're getting out of them versus what you're putting into them and what you can expect from them if you continue down the same path. So a lot of things that we do because we want to honor those before us. You know, we take on certain characteristics of our parents, not so much that it was something we liked about them or didn't like about them, but because it was something that reminded us of them. I'm the same with my uncle. He was really fun, and he was also really strict. And I've taken a lot of that into my own life and how I parent, how serious I am about things that I'm involved with. And the older I get, the more a lot of him I can see has manifested inside of me and the way that I project, the way that I reason. But it's really important to look at the way you're doing things and try to get an understanding of why you're doing them. And ask yourself constantly, are you getting out of it what you're putting into it? Are you getting a good return on that investment? Because if not, then at some point you have to change direction. Because if it's not working for you, then it's working against you. And what I mean by that is, if you're unwilling to change with time, time will change you unwillingly. And so constantly look at
things that you're involved in, things that you spend your time worrying about. A lot of us spend the majority of our time worried about things that we cannot change. And Les Brown said, a lot of people major in minor things. And that's so important that you understand that just because you're busy doesn't mean you're going towards your success. And a lot of people get confused with that. So staying busy doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the right things. So reevaluate what you're doing. Look at your investments. See if you're getting the return on them that you expected. And be willing to evolve. Be willing to change. Because if what you're doing does not change you, then you are doing the wrong thing. You're investing in the wrong thing. And, you know, I say that all the time. You have to be willing to change. If you're unwilling to change, then things will stay the same for you. It may look a little different sometimes. You may have a glimpse of different moments. But ultimately, your life will look the same. You'll remain in the building. But your views will stay the same if you don't change with them. You'll stay on the same level. And you're constantly supposed to level up. You're supposed to go to different levels so you experience new devils and new circumstances that causes you to further evolve into something better, to learn, to fail, which is a part of that process, and to know that you can change if you're willing to. But you have to be willing to accept the fact that things are going to be uncomfortable sometimes. So look at that investment. Look at your life. Take some stock in the things that you're invested in financially, time-wise, energy-wise, love-wise, friendship-wise, work-wise. What are you invested in? And are you getting the proper return on them that's going to help you evolve into the best version of yourself? Take a look at that.